The wind's high during the night. You'd say all night long the wind
blew hard.
If the wind's, if it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few drops coming down, you'd say it's a
drizzle.
What would you call it if you have a heavy white mist that comes out of the river?
A fog?
Mm-hmm. You'd say, well, this morning it's real
foggy.
If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you'd say we're having a
dry spell.
The wind has been gentle and it's gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's
picking up.
If it's just the opposite, the wind has been strong, it's getting weaker and weaker, you'd say it's
dying down.
On a morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find it's cold, but not real cold, it's the kind of weather you might like to be out in, you might say, well, this morning it's rather
pleasant.
If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had a
frost.
You might say, well, last night it was so cold the lake
froze over.
Uh-huh. If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
You work for the waterworks for a while?
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about work there and the kind of work you did and what?
It's been quite a while. I actually worked at sewage plant operator most of the time that I was there.
Yeah.
But water and sewage connected, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It goes under the head of water.
Mm-hmm.
And worked at a sewage treatment plant. Mm-hmm. It went through you want to know how it operated?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to know? The sewage, raw sewage came into a primary,
mm-hmm.
and the solids separated from liquid,
mm-hmm.
and then it was, the solids went into a digester,
mm-hmm.
which is...
What's that like?
A digester, this particular one, it's big around like a grain bin,
mm-hmm.
with a floating top in it,
mm-hmm.
and the top rides on top of the gases and
mm-hmm.
and solids,
mm-hmm.
and it deteriorates
mm-hmm.
within, and it gives off a gas, and then we used the gas inside the plant to heat with, and
to
cook. Yeah, it sounds bad, but really it wasn't. Didn't have
great.
A whole lot of smell, and
yeah.
You'd be surprised at the gas it gives off. And we had a big torch outside, about an 8-inch pipe, and it burned continuously, burning the gas off the
really?
Digester. Yeah.
That sounds like, you know, that sounds like that kind of, something like that could really be used for a source of...
It could. It really could. And the only time you'd get the least bit of smell was like you turned the gas on
mm-hmm.
and didn't light it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get the smell.
Mm-hmm.
But when it burned fairly clean.
Mm-hmm. God.
So the liquid part was diverted and went through a field of flows. They the post rotated and spread the water over rocks with algae and so forth, set up on bacteria, and it eat up the bacteria in the water, and it filtered out of one and went into a second field, and it did the same, and then it went into long trough-like deals and had wooden gates built into it we call weirs.
Mm-hmm.
And once a week we would set up algae mm-hmm. on it, or algae, and once mm-hmm. a week we'd kill it with
mm-hmm.
a HTH or
mm-hmm.
so forth, and we would replant it
mm-hmm.
that week. And after it filtered through that, it was
mm-hmm.
pure, with the exception it didn't have oxygen in it.